The Giants host the Lions Sunday afternoon, and while Detroit looks banged up, Big Blue is preparing for the A-team. I'm Madeline Burke, and your two-minute drill starts now. The Giants' defense has been strong late in games, but so has the Lions' offense. Olivier Vernon knows the fourth quarter comeback is something to prepare for.
They can make explosive plays. You know, that's one of the key things, making explosive plays. You know, they're very good on third down. You know, they make the plays when it counts. And when you do that, it's a dangerous team. That's why where they're at right now is in a good spot. So it's going to be a good football game.
Lions running back Theo Riddick is a key target in Detroit's passing game, but he's been sidelined from practice this week with a wrist injury. If he does play, this team knows what a threat he can be.
Yeah, Riddick's really good out the backfield. I think he got the third most targets in the NFL. You know, they find him a lot on third down. They find him a lot in the red zone. So I think he has about 5 or 6 touchdowns, you know, in the red zone. So he's definitely a viable option. And he's willing to do it, as in the quarterback's willing to throw the check down. He's willing to do it. He's willing to throw it late or early.
For more on Big Blue, catch Giants First and 10 Friday at 6 p.m. on MSG. You can catch re-airs all weekend on MSG Networks. The Giants host the Lions Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox. You can listen to the game on WFAN Sports Radio starting at 11:30 a.m. with the pregame show. And make sure to tune in to MSG Networks, Giants.com, or the Giants app for Giants postgame live immediately following the game. And the Giants will hold their annual Toys for Tots drive this Sunday. Fans are encouraged to bring a new unwrapped toy to the game. And in return, Modell's Sporting Goods will hand out select Nike coupons for those who donate.